Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Saturday, the 2nd of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are talking about
pushing water uphill.
Oh, I think I'd rather do a rock. Planets.
Assorted lunars.
And?
While the past few weeks haven't been terribly conducive to getting people to focus on anything but their own issues, these planets are big proponents of the squeaky wheel getting the grease. So, without adopting the stance of the last martyr, or behaving like someone who's been left waiting on a windy corner for hours, start making a little noise. You will likely be pleasantly surprised. Do keep the following in mind, however. Plausible arguments for proceeding in a certain manner, even if this manner has already proven to be less than feasible, can be mounted. Plus, you could well find that, alas, the usual suspects would prefer to stick with the devil they know than run the little bugger off the property. A word, neutralizing them could be a challenge, but it's worth it. That said, offering to take on a task that anyone with a modicum of enlightened self-interest or self-preservation would pass on in a heartbeat comes under the heading of interesting choice. Therefore, consider carefully prior to commencing. In this climate, prevailing could be a chore. Scoring points and getting credit is unlikely if you aren't successful. And frankly, you have never been that big a fan of doing something for nothing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, Aquarius.
And if one's birthday is 2nd of March.
A little initiation will work wonders this year. So even if the relevant cast of characters aren't paying sufficient attention or are carrying on as though they've lost their scripts, places, or mittens, craft appropriate messages or probes and send them along. Yes, rather than waiting for them to make a move, even if, according to Miss Manners, they're the ones who should contact you.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.